But for changing over to a package, we're looking at, you know, October 1st.
Okay.
Lonnie. Can I ask a question of Lonnie? Has the auditors, I mean, do they have any, have you solicited their input, or can you solicit their input on what they've seen that for an organization like ours that they might recommend?
Yeah, actually, you remember Ross Wisdom? He has definite, he has some ideas. He says we ought to be web-based. He thinks that that is just a much more efficient way. We have, you know, with networks, you're down half the time. We've got a server that's sitting in Washington, and somebody kicks it, and the network goes down. Or the power failure, and, you know, people in five cities can't do their accounting work. So his recommendations are that we go web-based. He did have one particular package that he recommended that I did look at, but it was brand new, and I never trust brand new software. Because it was a package that made audit easy, but it didn't make accounting easy. So I said, thank you, Ross, for that. But he did recommend some other packages, which we're following through on. That, you know, they're out there, but I just hope they meet our needs.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the thing that I was hoping most to get out of our future budget is a way of getting reports on how much we spend on individual projects. Because right now we have a unit-based budget, and very often, you know, the salaries that are allocated to specific projects and to the specific departments like aren't broken out. So the salaries for development are in the salaries section, not in the development section. So you can see how much you're spending on development expenses, but not the combined amount. And similarly for things like in the national office, there's the affiliates program. We've talked about the need to have tracking how much we're spending on research and development, digital distribution, et cetera. So what I'm hoping is that whatever software we get, depending on how we reformat our budget, or however we reformat our budget, that you can ask a question like, well, what's our total expense for development, including salaries, or what's our total expense for this project? And I'm wondering if the packages differ in their ability to break out reports like that, if you have additional notations as to, you might have a project notation, for example, field. So even though your budget might still be organized the way ours is presently organized, each one of the elements might have a worksheet that's indicating how much of your salary line, for example, is allocated to each project. So my own priority is to be able to answer that, ask that question, and have you be able to say, oh, yeah, that's easy. And so if you could give us any information about how the different software compares on being able to do that, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, that's interesting, because I was just discussing that today with some other consultant. And there are two or three ways to go to get the information you just described. One is have SQL, which is to be able to query your accounting package when it has an attached database. And that, you know, Microsoft's developed it, so there you go. That's one option. The other option is to have software that's good at what we call an accounting job costing. That is, how much a project may cost, especially if it's two or three divisions working on it, or two or three units, or two or three individuals. So job costing will produce the kind of information that you're talking, where you essentially have an accounting package that can develop programmatic costs, that is to say, how much different projects cost over and above, say, departmental. We do program, we do development, we do administration. That's required by audit. So, but job costing as a module is a way to get what you were describing done. Otherwise, you're doing it by hand. You're doing it, you know,
right, and that's murder,
Dave.
It's murder. Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
We go ahead, Bree.
One of the things that we had discussed, and that it kind of slipped through, was that the revision of the budget such that salaries were more functional.
Yeah.
So that was something that, I mean, I don't know if that's, we want to pursue that again in terms of planning for or reformatting the budget for 06-07, but there was some discussion about handling the salaries differently in a more functional manner, which we can do regardless of, especially since the reports aren't coming out of our general ledger system anyway, they're coming out of Excel. It really wouldn't, it really doesn't matter what general ledger system we use, we can still make that conversion to a more functional allocation of our salaries and fringe benefits, and I think that that's something that we should pursue. I mean, I don't know how we would pursue it.
Aha, we've been working on it, Rudy.
Okay.
We're talking about breaking up administrative programming and development.
Right.
So we do have a spreadsheet we have developed for that purpose. And to try to break that out, we're just starting on it, but we have started to do it in this fiscal. And it's labor intensive. We are using the accounting package to produce the preliminary report, but since the board has added things like a cash and capital section and all the rest of it with a forecast, no accounting package will produce all those reports. So we are forced to produce it that way, and it's labor intensive. But yeah, I'd like to know too. So, but it is labor intensive to break it out by hand, even in the categories like administrative programming and development. So an accounting package would actually be a more efficient way to get it.
Lavarne, just a quick point. I think that when we looked at the whole package in terms of doing, having a balance sheet, I think that we're just, I know I've talked with Lois a lot about in terms of the package and the way it's currently, data entry is currently done, that, you know, what we're looking for is really just a standard cash, balance sheet, or actually a standard cash transaction sheet. Which I believe is in Great Plains, but it's the entries have to be done correctly in order to retrieve the reports correctly. So any software package, what I would like to see is just a standard cash analysis, cash forecast from it's your basic package.
That's a good point, and that's one of the things I was meant, that's why I brought up training. Training people to use the module we have. Already, is an important step to take now. Lois can do it, but not all of our business managers can.
Jane, I'd like to get on the stack.
Go ahead, Jane.
this report that I'm looking at for the first time, this is extremely labor intensive for me to look at and try and figure out new. And when I hear the discussion about additional spreadsheets, I am a little bit concerned that we could end up wasting time doing, having the staff work on things that is, maybe not exactly what's going to work for the finance committee and for the PMB. I mean, I don't really know what the most efficient way to move forward is, but when I hear the discussion of more spreadsheets being developed and I'm looking at this trying to figure out how do I look at this, I mean, I figured out last year how to work with what you sent us to break it down to something that was manageable to take to our committee meetings. But this, I can't even condense it to where I can work with a small group of people, get through it in a timely fashion each month. So I guess my first point is just that I really like the idea of accounting software that can produce the reports. And second of all, if no accounting software can accommodate the cash and capital section that has been requested, then it's my opinion that we should revise our thinking about what is needed. Because if an accounting package can't produce it, then maybe that section is actually can be reformatted in a way that makes more sense. And thirdly, obviously, I'm concerned about these spreadsheets.
all genuine concerns. So I agree. We got this spreadsheet that I sent out to you folks. It just looks like it's got or five reports, but there are literally 30 or 40 hidden columns from the requests that, you know, that have come through from these previous finance committee meetings. You asked for, you know, prior year, then prior year compared to this year, prior month compared to this month, then the variances off of those. You open up the hidden columns, you will find a hideous number of hidden columns there that are required to produce information. We have all of last year's budget actuals in this spreadsheet that you got. So that's how you track month to month. You have to have all of last year, all 12 months of the actuals, so you can compare them to this year's various months. And the same thing is the annual, same thing with the audit. So there's a lot of data, and it is a lot. It is labor-intensive, and it is too much. So in looking at the software, we are looking for ways, you know, to simplify this so it make it more usable for, you know, you folks in the finance committees and the LSPs. But that's the product. The product is coming out with something that is more usable, more user-friendly, and not so labor-intensive.
Okay, are we ready to move the agenda?
Move the agenda.
Okay, so the other work group is surplus and reserves. I think that's Dave or Lonnie.
We haven't met.
We haven't, yeah.
If I may, I just want to say, I think that one of the key things we've got to do is distinguish between surplus and reserves. Because a lot of times, like the policy on one-month reserve, as it's currently being practiced, it's actually a one-month surplus policy, not a one-month reserve policy. And I think, I'm hoping that the, you know, we've had, as everybody who's been on the committee knows, a lot of time spent on this discussion. But whatever we're actually doing, the language we're using should clarify it. And so hopefully we'll talk about that. I will say that at the national board meeting, I asked the question of our auditor whether he thought a one-month, and here I'm using the term reserve to mean essentially working capital, not surplus, not bottom line in a budget. It was his opinion that 2 months might be a good idea. So personally, I hope that we have that working group can come up with a way where we contribute to salting away over a period of years adequate reserves while getting a consistent formula for allocating surpluses each year.
So the group needs to meet. Will somebody convene?
I'd like, given my responsibilities now on the board, I'd love it if someone else will be a convener.
I'll do it then.
Okay. Thanks, Lonnie. All right.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
How does one join a work group?
As well.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
In general, what we've done in the past is had the open membership and that any meetings of it are noticed to the full list.
Cool. Thanks.
Is that consistent with what everybody else remembers?
Yep. All right, then. At this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move, and congratulations.
On time?
Just 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Very good. Yes.
Hey.
Very good.
Any objections to adjourning?
Oh, I would like to.
Go.
Pony in a parade.
Okay, so we'll see everyone on March 9th. 5 p.m. Pacific.
Can the secretary get the minutes out so that the motion on the calendar can get before the PMB? We'd like that by tomorrow if possible.
Do you need the whole minutes, or will just the motion do? I sent you the motion that we approved.
Okay. The one question I had, I don't think the motion asking for the CFO for that information for the proposal needs to go to the PMB as long as we're all simpatico about it. So the only motion, if that's the case, the only motion we need is
the
budget
calendar.
Calendar motion.
And I sent that already to you.
Great. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.